The Salmon Who Dared to Leap Higher by An Do-hyun, translated by Deborah Smith, read by Jun Hwang. I dedicate this book to those who believe hope and love still exist in this world. A love that is used like a rag, only good for discarding, but which nobody can give up. On the contrary, this love we want to experience it, even if only that once again. Those who see within it their reason for living. Salmon. The very word is heavy with the scent of the rushing river. The short piece I wrote, which begins with that line, became entangled in a mesh of difficulties, every bit as tricky to escape as a fisherman's net. It tells the story of the salmon conservation movement in Korea, set up by fishermen in response to the dangerously low number of salmon which successfully returned to the rivers of their birth, such as the Great Southern Stream. Once the magazine featuring the story started to appear in bookshops, I began to receive a number of unexpected phone calls from readers calling to complain. The first caller announced straight off that he was an environmentalist, then launched into a diatribe against the selfishness of human beings, destroyers of the ecosystem. On the other end of the line, I found myself nodding in agreement. He was working himself up into a fierce passion, but he was clearly sincere, a rare quality. And so I chose not to interrupt. Instead, I stood there in silence and gave him my humble attention. All of a sudden, though, he began to pick fault with the title of my piece, which was How to Enjoy Salmon Fishing. Before I had the chance to say anything in my defense, the caller abruptly concluded that I was nothing more than a piece of human trash, and unceremoniously hung up. The whole episode left me somewhat at a loss. More than likely, he'd only picked up the magazine so as to have some reading material for the bathroom, rather than giving my piece a thorough read. He'd probably done nothing more than flick through the table of contents. I really couldn't understand how anyone could make up their mind about me on the basis of the title alone. I guess nothing beats humans when it comes to impatience. Another caller took issue with the very first line, which I'd inserted as a kind of epigraph. According to him, to say that salmon give off the scent of the river was taking artistic license too far, the kind of idiocy only a writer would dream up. Salmon spend 10 times as much of their lives in the sea as they do in rivers, he explained. And so the expression I'd used was contradicted by biological fact. A more accurate expression, he suggested, would be something like, salmon, the very word is redolent of the teeming sea. This was all fair enough, but the caller seemed to be somewhat lacking in imagination. Such people don't tend to realize the importance of the bigger picture. All this made me decide to rewrite my article in order to avoid any more misunderstandings on the part of the reader. I gave it a simpler title. I wanted to find out all there was to know about salmon, and my first ports of call were an encyclopedia and an illustrated guide to fish. From these, I gleaned the following information. The pool of the stream of their birth draws salmon upriver every year from September to November, the months when the turning leaves dye the mountainsides a writer's palette of crimson and gold. In the shallows, where the current is sluggish, female salmon use their tails to dig holes in the gravelly riverbed. These holes are approximately 1 meter across and 50 centimeters deep.